we closely track their finances, and we've been doing so over the past few years. We completed a report in April 2010 on their business model, and a lot of the things we observed there about revenue declines, the mail decline, and then also some of the challenges with some benefit payments. All those issues that we identified and talked about in that report have continued to be problematic over the last year and a half.
The issues that the Postal Service faces seem to be unique as far as studying them from a business perspective, because a lot of this seems to be not an issue of their performance. It just seems to be kind of a sign of the times almost. That's reflected, though. It doesn't mean that the money situation changes any differently. The main thing that the Postal Service talks about is the fact that they've overpaid into the retirement plans, the SERS and FERS retirement plans. If they stop doing that as they've said they're going to, and if they are able to stop doing that for a long period of time, will that make a tremendous amount of difference?
Well, I guess there's maybe a couple things there that I'd like to talk about. One, you mentioned performance. I mean, one of the things the Postal Service does, and it does well, is it moves mail that goes to, and packages that go to individuals. They go to 150 million different addresses, 130 million homes, and another 20 million post office boxes 6 days a week. So from that perspective, on the performance side, you know, they are, quote unquote, delivering the mail. The issue really is, in part, that the revenues are declining because the volumes are down. So in a scenario like that, despite their performance, you know, in terms of the things that they measure, in terms of, you know, first-class mail delivery and things, those indicators suggest that, you know, they're doing a good job moving mail across the country. You know, the first-class letter deposited in Florida, making its way to California, and, you know, in a couple of days, that kind of thing. But the bigger issue about the costs and the payments and things like that are there. We talked about the retiree health care payment, which was set up in the 2006 law. And as we reported in our prior testimonies and report, that payment, the $5.5 billion, is looming large. It's more than they've been able to pay given the revenues and the fixed expenses they have with their network. So we've suggested, and the Congress consider ways to think about, we think it's important they continue to pre-fund that as they can. You know, one of the issues that's out there in the OPM testimony this week that Director Berry gave, he noted that the obligation is still, you know, for employees. They've got about $42 billion in that fund now, in the retiree health care fund. But the obligation that the one that's been done by the actuaries at OPM suggests there's another $50 billion remaining in that obligation as well to pay for those future retirees, because the numbers are so large.
Another element that you looked at of their proposals is probably the most revolutionary one from the perspective of the workforce there, and that is that they want to sponsor their own health benefit plan. What did you see when you looked at that?
Now, that was a new proposal, and one of the things that we did in looking at it was, one, talk about, you know, just where they're at now in terms of their costs. And one thing we noted in the testimony, the cost last year, $5.1 billion for current employees, $2.2 billion for current retirees, and then, of course, the pre-funding, which we discussed. And there's a couple things that are involved with that. One, they've talked about taking the retiree health care. One proposal that they made is taking that $42.5 billion that's been for retiree health care and establishing that perhaps as a plan they would use to pay for some of these health benefits. And I think really the person that really addressed that more directly was Mr. Berry from OPM, and he raised some questions. He said OPM's costs for managing programs like that are relatively low now, and apparently one agency, FDIC, had broken off from the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program a few years ago and then decided to come back and rejoin because it was tough to replicate that. So what we tried to do is lay out some things that Congress and may wish to consider as they consider this proposal, in the sense of what those costs might be, how that might be structured, that sort of thing.
When you write about workforce optimization, you write, it's not clear how USPS will address public resistance facility closures that could lengthen the timeframes for implementation, employee resistance to making legislative changes to layoff protections, and potential loss of customers of service declines or cost increase. That second one, employee resistance, makes it sound like, although the Postal Service leadership acknowledges that major changes need to happen, and Congress acknowledges major changes need to happen, reflected in what you said earlier about members going along with the idea potentially even in their states and districts, post offices will go away. Sounds like maybe the workforce isn't quite on board yet.
Well, I think that, you know, it's a tough issue. I mean, there, you know, many of the contracts now have no layoff clauses. And I think that a lot of that was done at a time when people felt that there was going to be, I think one would enter into no layoff contract with the anticipation that there will be work. And I think one of the facts that people have to deal with now is that the mail has declined, and it's declining quicker than people thought it would. And with that comes, I guess, one of the questions then becomes, if you don't deal with that issue, then, you know, do you have folks that are just simply, they're reporting to a plant to work, but there's nothing for them to do? And then, of course, they're being paid. That's a real challenge. And I'm not sure that, you know, we're in a tough economic environment right now, but, you know, to tell folks that people are reporting to work, but there's nothing there for them, that creates other challenges as well, as you guess.